Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My, my, my. Feeling good to make it do what it's supposed to do today. It's all about make it do what it do. I'm Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. It is the real relationship talk show with no filters. Very excited to be back with you here at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock on the East Coast. At 1 o'clock, we had an awesome show. We just focused on the neighborhood block by block, looking at what direction we go to raising our boys to be very productive men. But we're going to talk about what do healthy relationship looks like in the show tonight. And it's I'm very excited about it because we have to be able to identify what a healthy relationship is. If there is no sense of we can recognize when it becomes toxic. Can we really truly recognize when it's healthy? And too many times we're unable to do that, so we allow those relationships to get away from us. Those are the good relationships that you're meant to be in, but unfortunate you see been in such some toxic situation before this point, and you really truly think that, you know, this is not the right one. Whatever you pray for in God, an action of desire, God will give you exactly what you ask for, and sometimes we have to get ourselves ready for it. We want you to be a part of the show tonight. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Make sure you press 1, then I'll make sure I recognize exactly you being on the line, and from that point I'll make sure I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask for your location, then ask for your expertise. Chat with me. I'm looking forward to talking with you about what do healthy relationship look like. How do it look like to you? You also can hear the show on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. If you're interested in emailing, you can. WBSW, Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com, as well as LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, you have a great opportunity to do that at the Dr. Lowe Show with the number 1, as well as at Smithway Production. And Instagram, we want to pay tribute to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, the members of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, using being able to partner with them and broadcast through their Instagram page, which is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're glad to do that, and we said thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, still making things happen, using all kind of opportunities, you know, being innovative, creative. And I'm saying that not because I'm a member of Phi Beta Sigma, but we're doing things, and especially that chapter. It's the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, doing things way beyond what we're exposed to and used to. And we applaud those brothers. So we'll give a shout-out to each and every one of them. We want you to make sure you tune in, tell your friends about it. We're, on Instagram. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're on Facebook as well. Excited about being on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. And you can check us out there. You can make a request to be friends, and that way you can catch all of our 400 episodes. And I'm excited about getting to the point where we're talking about 400 episodes. See, God has been so good. He's blessing us in so many ways. So when we get to the point where we say 400 episodes, no, we just want to be able to clap, and we're going to do a clap here, with big hand clap in regards to the organization, in regards to WBSW, coming from one station, one place, one show, to having nine shows. And a host of individuals make up the team. It's a blessing. So we want to make sure we clap. Come on, man.
We want you to do the same thing. Start the clap. Yes, sir. The 400th episode. This is the 400th episode. You see how God is good? God has been so good. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Thank you so much for your Beth Smith joining us on Facebook. That's my biological sister. She's over in the state of Georgia over there. Then we also have Rayshawn. I'm going to get it right, Bush. I'm going to get it right. And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated over in the state of Georgia. Thank you, Rayshawn, for being a part of it. Rache, make sure I say it right. You know, I'm going to get it right. I'm working on it. That's Miss Bush, EDS, on our Instagram. Thank you so much, as well as thank you so much. Thank you so much, Wendy, which is my biological young sister, Yvette. She's listed as Yvette Smith. Thank you for joining us. There are many others slowly coming in. See, God is blessing us in so many ways. He'll come in at you. And like, again, to have 400 episodes, you know, it takes time. It takes hard work. But we hit it today on Tuesday, and we're still rolling because we have two on Thursday, which is 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So we're still rolling. Still rising, still doing everything that we need to do to be successful. We also want you to, while you're checking it out through Instagram with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama, you also can go to WBSW_internet_radio, Lorenza D. Smith 15, Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. We're also being aired on, from time to time, we'll come back and put our on-demand episodes on Google+, as well as LinkedIn, Tumblr. And then we also have a YouTube channel, The Smith Way Productions. See, God is so good. But he's blessing us in so many ways, and we're so thankful we have to give him the praise. To the point he said, I won't, and when the vision came in 2017, expand, and now in 2020, we're in 18 countries. That's including the United States and north of the borders, where we can't even go and travel unless you are essential workers. The voice of the Smith Way production is being heard in Canada as well as in Mexico. So look at this. Look what you're doing for him. All you got to do is allow him to be still and let him do his thing. And that's why we want to talk about our topic. What do healthy relationships look like? What do healthy relationships look like? See, before we can focus on truly on that, we have to really have an understanding. We have to understand what a healthy relationship is all about. It has characteristics that stands out, and those characteristics are there so you truly, truly can see exactly where you are. See, you have to have a pro and con chart. That chart put down the pros of your relationship and the cons. If the cons outweigh the pros, then 9 times out of 10, you need to look at another way to handle that situation. Sometimes I always say that 3 L's work so well. You live, learn, and let go. That's when I say, when you do that pro-con, you live it, you live, you're learning from it. Now it's time to let go. It's time to run and move as fast as you can. And that's what it's all about. People can tell you something different. But understanding the characteristics, what are your characteristics? I'm going to give you some characteristics tonight, but they may not be your characteristics. What are your characteristics? I just want you to think about, or what are your traits? What are you looking for in a healthy relationship? You need to know. Nothing we can say on the show if you don't have a clear understanding of it. But I'm just going to share a few with you. See, the number one thing that we need to make sure we look for as a characteristic is respect. See, you know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Ooh, what you going to do for me now? I'm telling you now, if I understand respect, I have to respect your privacy, and I have to respect your space. And see, that's what we have to keep understanding, what respect is all about. See, respect requires me that if I'm going to be a partner with you for 24 hours, 7 days a week, and we have come to commit ourselves, we got to respect each other. But see, you have to
ask the question. And see, my co-host that comes in from time to time, and that's Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt out of Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. He always said, when you're talking about respect, you have to ask that person early in the ballgame. You ask them, what do respect look like to you? Now, what do disrespect look like to you? See, those are the kind of things you have to ask. And somebody said, wow, we know what respect is. No, everybody respect, and the definition of respect is not the same. See, sometimes we think it's the same. We know what Webster may say. We know if you can Google and find out what it says. But the truth of the matter, you may not have that understanding. You think because you've been in such a toxic relationship, you have been in such bad relationship, you think when you the skills that you gain from that relationship allows you to form your ideal of what a relationship is. But you bring those skills into that new relationship. I tell you, you have to go through a healing process. Brother Pratt always says you have to go through a healing process. But what he said, that when he met his wife, when they was first started dating, they had two questions that they asked. And he was kind of surprised because the question was, what do disrespect look like to you? And he told his story, and in the process, she was writing it down. See, that's the thing about it. If it means something to you, you need to write it down and make sure, truly make sure that you can always go back and look. That's why I said put your pros and your cons about what you see a relationship is. That way you'll know whether you're in a bad relationship. Now, don't let them skills follow you to the next relationship. You must go through a healing process. So you got to understand, I got to respect you so you can respect me. But whenever you disrespect me, it puts in that three L's in the work. And that L, those three L's are I live, I learn, and I got to let go. So you got to let that person go. You can't let them hold on. You can't keep giving them the benefit of the doubt, because you know what? They're going to continue to disrespect you. They're going to continue to treat you where you're not important to them. And so you got to keep that in mind when you talk about respect for my privacy. You know, I listen to a lot of these, and I watch a lot of talk shows. Those justice shows come. It might be Judge Mathis. It might be Paternal Court. It might be Divorce Court. It might be Judge Judy. It might be Judge Jerry. I'm calling out hot bitch. People court. I record all of them. But a lot of times they come and they bring in these certain situations about respect for privacy and space. Now, one of the things that always come up, especially in the divorce court, you're in divorce court. You're not married, but you're in divorce court trying to determine whether you want to be with that person. You don't need to go to that divorce court. What you need to do is have those fundamental principles or foundational principles in place. These are the things I'm not going to tolerate. These are the things I'm not going to allow happen. You're not going to disrespect me because I'm not going to disrespect you. But it always come up about respect for privacy. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, respect for privacy is that cell phone. See, one of the things that's created more divorce and more breakage of relationship is the technology, meaning that cell phone. Now, if a person, you can't trust that person. When we're talking about characteristics of a healthy relationship, we're talking about trust. We're talking about respect. We're talking about honesty. We're talking about communication. We're talking about self-love. We're talking about willingness. We're talking about dedication. We're talking about commitment. So if I can't respect your privacy and trust and believe that you're in this relationship as a committed person, then I have to use the three L's. I have to live, I have to learn, and I have to let go, and I have to move on. So one of the things you got to remember, respect is so important. It's number one. It should be number one on your list of characteristics or traits of a healthy relationship. The next thing is your partner encouraged you to spend time with friends without them, to participate in activities that you enjoy. See, some of the time you have to participate in activities with someone that might not be. That's an encouraging person. That's a characteristic of allowing you to have space. Remember we said privacy and space. You have to have a time when you step out. But I always tell people, be careful about encouraging people to go out, because if you got an overgrown boy, that overgrown boy going to go hang with boys. He always says, I'm going hanging with my boys. But if you got a grown man, a mature man, he's going to hang with people who have the same thoughts and ideals that he has. He's going to hang with mature men. He ain't out chasing dress tails. Because you know why? He had made his mind up, I'm mature enough and understand who I am and whom I am. And see, we have to keep that in mind when we're dealing with situations. Encourage them, but have them to understand there's a sense of respect that we got to have for one another. The next thing, you feel comfortable expressing your opinion. You know, I talked about today when we talked about dealing with creating out, developing our boys to be awesome men. And it was truly, you have to be in a situation where that child always said, you as a parent and a father, especially with boys, you have to listen first. Speak second. So come on now, we're talking about feeling comfortable expressing your opinion. If you're not comfortable with expressing your opinion and your concerns to your partner, you're not in a good situation. We want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, then truly ask you to offer your expertise. What do healthy relationships look like to you? And that's what we're going to tell her. We said feeling comfortable expressing your opinion. If you in a relationship and is not effective communication going on, you got to live, learn, and have to let go with the other L, because that's what it is. Because all of that, if you do that, it's going to allow you to put yourself in the position so you can love like you need to love and be loved like you should be loved. See, that's what we're talking about right there. See, we're not at the Love Cafe right now. But on Thursday night, check us out at 6 o'clock. We'll be at the Love Cafe. We'll be talking about the L in love and listening. The O is overcoming. The V is valuing the person that and who they are and their privacy and their space. The E is encouragement, support. The E is excitement. The E is everything. And if you give the L-O-V-E, put it together, we're talking about empowerment. And we're talking about empowerment, so I'm going to express my opinion and I'm going to feel comfortable. If I can't express my opinion in this relationship and my concerns, then I'm not comfortable. So I want you to make sure you put it down on your tablet. I'm going to allow him or her to express, to truly express their opinion. And you're going to allow them to express their concern. It's part of effective communication. And that's what we want to talk about a little bit. We got to be able to talk to one another. Go back to, first of all, we got to listen first. Then on top of that, when we listen first, I want you to truly understand, then you have to talk second. See, if you got somebody always want to talk first, they're never going to listen. See, effective communication is all about listening as well as talking. See, the thing about they're equal partners that work together if you want to have a successful relationship. See, too many times we don't have successful relationship because sometimes people talk too much and don't listen enough. And see, the thing about it, you get tired of people always talking down to you, talking to you like you don't have the ability to understand. The truth of the matter, they do that because they're not effective communicators. See, they're not willing to hear your opinion. They think they're in a dictatorship. No, a relationship is a partnership. And we have to keep that in mind. So we have to truly believe that our concerns are important. I'll be able to come to my partner when I got concerns about where we're heading without getting cut at the knees or cut at the hip or cutting our heads off. See, we got to understand that we got to take time to listen first. Come on now. We're talking about when you love somebody, you got to be able to listen to them. Then whatever they're saying, you take that opportunity to overcome the challenges and the faults that we both may have. Now, you got to understand, once we do that, we value the opinion of the other person. See, then we continue to have encouragement and empowerment. See, what you do to be successful and have a long, long, healthy relationship, just remember, this is what you got to do. You got to be consistent about what you're doing. Don't listen this time and then shut the person off the next time. You got to make sure you're constantly listening, consistently listening what's going on, because you need to hear from that person. And the next thing is feeling physically safe. See, if you're in a relationship and you think it's healthy and you're feeling unsafe, you are in an unsafe situation. It is not healthy. And you got to remember that too many people get caught up with a situation and think hurt, humiliation, and abuse. It's the way you love me. You can't love me by hurting me. You can't love me by humiliating me. You can't love me by abusing me emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually. See, all of that come into play. So you have to remember now, feeling physically safe in a relationship. Your partner does not force you to do things, whether it's through sex or anything. They shouldn't force you. No being no. See, that's what we got to talk about. I'm going to calm down for a second because I'm letting that the spirit is working in me now. See, it's trying to get me to get to you so you'll know exactly what's going on. They said it's supposed to be a talk show, sir. This ain't a moment where you're preaching to somebody, but you know when the spirit get into you, ain't nothing you can do about it, but work with it, because the word is brought to your soul and the soul expresses it out through your mouth. You got to know feeling physically safe is important. When your partner don't put you in a safe situation, if you don't put your children in a safe situation, you had a problem there. You got to realize that it's time to move on. See, you got to move on. See, everybody don't understand that. When they mistreat you, when they physically abuse you, when they do things to you, that hurt, humiliation, what you got to do is, when they show themselves, believe what you see. And you know what you better do? You better run as fast as you can run. The next thing is your partner's respect your wishes. We just talked about respect as being for your privacy and for your space. I need it for that right there. I'm talking about we got to truly understand that, you know, respect the wishes and the feelings of other people. Have them to understand that this is exactly what those individuals have going on. So I want you to make sure you understand this. You know, there's something that in life that we have to keep in mind, that our partner being respectful to them allows them to work toward giving their greatest effort. See, if a relationship is going on and that relationship requires 100%, if anybody tell you that I only have 50% for you, you know, you got to tell them to keep walking, keep running, keep moving. Because if you don't do that, I'm going to tell you like that, you're going to be compromising and negotiating your life away. And know they're going to keep on the same track they on. So we're talking about characteristics of a healthy relationship. I'm sharing some things with you. We want you to understand that. What do your relationship look like? Is it healthy or toxic? Are you just not in a relationship? It might not be a romantic relationship. It might be a relationship on your job. It might be a relationship with your children. It might be a relationship with your sibling. It might be a relationship with your cousin. All of that play. If you can't function with those individuals that the same blood trickle in, how you going to function with somebody else? And see, we got to remember that. So you got to respect your partner's wishes and their feelings. If they say they're not feeling good today, respect that. Don't keep grinding and pushing them. Don't be trying to force them to do something. Because what you're going to do is you're going to create a wall there. But you're doing more damage right now that's going to affect people later on. See, because it takes them longer to go through the healing process when that number one thing is not into play. Having respect for you. See, that's what we're talking about, and we want you to be a part of it. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. I'm the doctor and true relationship guru, Dr. Lowe. I'm so glad to be able to talk about these things, and hopefully you're getting something out of it. Then once you press 1, I'm going to make sure I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location. If you feel good, offer your name. It's fine with me. I'm going to shout it out, let you talk, share your thoughts, not just let you be a part of it. We're going to chat. We're going to go back and forth. We're going to talk. We're going to communicate, and that's what it all. We're going to have effective communication, and then that way we can move forward. So make sure you call in. If you have some comments, type them in on Facebook. You have an opportunity on the message area, or you can DM me with some things, whatever you feel like doing. But we really, really appreciate you doing that. We'll give a shout out to IMTHO with the number 1, and I'm going to have to go with that. And they'll correct me, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to wave at them and let them know I appreciate it. Minister Denise Stephanie, she joined us quite a few minutes ago, and I want to recognize her. She's sending blessings from Behind the Mask Ministry. And this is what we're talking about right now, in a healthy relationship. See, when you're moving in the direction you need to move, then the person that has a mask on have to take that mask off, because now they got to show the characteristics of a healthy relationship. And a lot of them don't have the skills to do it. So the mask must come off. And that ministry that Minister Denise Stephanie, soon to be a doctor. See, when I speak it in existence, it's coming. And the truth of the matter, you got to take the mask off. If you rouse someone with a mask, someone that don't respect your privacy in your space, somebody that not encourage you to really be yourself, encourage you to enjoy yourself, having you feeling comfortable expressing your opinion and concerns. If you're not getting that opportunity, and you definitely are not feeling physically safe, that person mask is already off. But you have to make sure the decision that you make is that I'm going to do it for myself. This ain't what I want to be in. I don't deserve this. I deserve someone to love me. I deserve somebody that want to take care of me. I deserve somebody to be consistent about doing it. Minister Denise Stephanie always said consistency is very important. Sometimes we forget that we do it one time or two times. If you don't want to be in that situation or that relationship, truly I want to tell you, live, learn, and let go. You have to let go. You have to make sure you do that. When people show who they are, believe what you see. Because it truly, that's them. And I tell you to run as fast as you can. Let's look at some foundations of a healthy relationship. And it's so important. The foundation of a healthy relationship, and you know what they are. Sometimes we don't want to practice them, but we know exactly what those foundations are. First, boundaries. See, if you have somebody that do not respect your boundaries, making you feel uncomfortable, it's time to make a decision about that situation. Because if you continue to say, well, they're going to understand, apparently they don't understand. Maybe you hadn't shared it with them. But once you share it through effective communication, what's your boundaries, they have to respect those boundaries. And whenever they step across the line, you're feeling uncomfortable, you got to tell them. You know, It's almost like you said, danger, danger zone. And those individuals, they stepped into a danger zone. And they keep coming. So you got to understand boundaries is important. That's why talking about what where you are, what you like, and how you're going to live your life, and what's a part of your work, what's your foundational principles of life, what you value. We want to have mutual values. You have to make sure you talk about your boundaries. Communication. You're talking about effective communication. See, it says just communication, but I added effective communication. See, you and your partner can share feelings even when you don't agree, when you have effective communication. When you are able to share things, because when you're in a major mind to be committed in that relationship, you want to now share some things that are very deep inside of you. And once you do that, because see, one thing about love is a gift. And it comes from the heart and the soul. See, love is the essence of the soul. It helps create a state of mind. So when you begin to communicate, you communicate your feelings. You communicate things that you agree with and disagree. That's why, as always, when you get to the point where you communicate effectively, you can agree to disagree. Trust. It's truly, truly, we put in that category the traits and characteristics of a healthy relationship. Trust. Building trust takes time. And allows couples to be vulnerable. See, that's one of the things that we with a healthy relationship, you don't have a problem with being vulnerable. Because you have worked on it. See, if you're not ready to put the work in, give the greatest effort, then you're always going to be borderline with trust. Some people, because you get insecure about exactly what's going on. So you feel like, you know, you become afraid. So you're now vulnerable. But, you know, if you spend time communicating, setting boundaries, and talking about trust, what does trust look like to you? What does trust look like to you? See, these are the kind of questions that you should ask, not after you get through the tears, which is the romantic stage of it. You should be asking them once you make your mind up that you now want to be acquainted with that person. You need to know exactly where they're coming from. Don't be afraid. Trust is very important. Honesty. See, are you honest? It's not a sense thing. A little lie and a big lie. A lie's a lie. And when you start accepting lies, honesty is gone. There's no honesty there. You know, I ran into a situation with a young lady many years ago. It's been probably about 5-6 years ago. And they always will say this. Say, every man lie. And that made me cringe because, see, now you're really defining something here that if there's some hurt that you had encountered that you never healed from. So you came back and said, every man lie. And I distinctly told him, I said, every man don't lie. Like every woman don't lie. But if you trust and you believe you're capable of trusting that person, then you have to allow that to happen. But if you're going in with the attitude that every man lies, that's already a sign. Now, what else you going to do? Like I say, I ask you, they're already showing you. And when they showed that to me, I truly took on when, you know, people show themselves. believe what you see. And I was doing my best to run as fast as I could from that situation. You got to remember that. If someone already from the beginning, setting the stage already for you to have ineffective communication. Because if you ask me something, if you already think every man is lying, it don't make no difference what I say. You think I'm going to be lying. That's a sad situation to allow yourself to be in. That's why you have to make sure you live. You have to learn and let go. You have to let go. Now, let go is when people show themselves, believe what you see, run as fast as you can. The next thing as a foundation for a healthy relationship is consent. See, we have to be able to consent and give the okay for what's happening. See, we shouldn't be forced to do anything. We shouldn't be forced through guilt or anything. Consent is truly what it means. It truly means that you and both people have to be active, don't have to be willing participants in whatever you may be involved in, even in our relationship. If I'm not willing, and if I got 90% in and you got 10% out, you're not willing. If I have 10% out and you got 90% in, I'm not willing. So I'm not ready to consent to it. See, they ain't showed themselves to you. See, they always have to be verbal, what they say. It can be nonverbal. People, actions speak louder than words. And that's one thing you won't get fooled at. See, you can get fooled at thinking somebody's going to do this. But when they really do it and show themselves, their action is truly, truly indicative of who they are and how they feel about you. So just remember, when you're talking about consent, everybody got to be on the same page. You got to be okay with what's happening. You know, never allow yourself to be forced into something. And don't let people use the guilt trip on you. Just try to make sure that, consent can be given and taken back any time. We have to remember that. Consent can be given and taken back any time. See, giving consent once doesn't mean you automatically give consent in the future. That's why communication is so important. Effective communication. Four signs of a healthy relationship. But before we move to that, we want to make sure we remind you to get your Cash App in, get your PayPal in, get your Venmo in, or get your whatever transactional modes you use so you can be a part of our raffle that's coming up on Thursday. We're raffling off 2 adult bites, and we're going to have a raffle at our 1 o'clock show, and then we'll have a raffle at this 6 o'clock show. So we're going to be raffling off those bikes, and if you are one of the winners, we're going to work the details out with you, and then we're going to take your name and put it back in the pot, because on August the 1st, we'll be raffling off for a 4-day, 3-nights trip to either Myrtle Beach or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. It's your choice. If you're selected, or you're the winner of the raffle. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax. You will take care of your travel as well as your meals. So we look forward to continue to give back. We'll give a shout out to our winners for May the 31st, which was the first trip to Atlanta, 3 days and 2 nights, and take care of the hotel as well as the tax. They'll do their travel and their meals. And the first winner was Tara Pickett. And the second winner for the second trip that we gave out, we was raffling off, was Jay Roof. That was 3 days and 2 nights. We'll take care of their travel, meaning in regards to the hotel when they get there and the tax. They'll take care of getting there. Let me get that right. We're going to take care of the lodging, not the travel. It's a trip in a luxury hotel, but we're taking care of the lodging and the tax, okay? Let's make sure. And those individuals already received their their vouchers to make their reservation so they can go anytime within 12 months. Same thing applies to August the 1st. So we're looking to give back. And with your Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, or whatever it may be, we're going to sow a seed in your life. We're going to make sure we send you something. God is blessing us, and we want to bless you with something. So you're not just getting the raffle, even if you don't win one of the prizes. However, we're not only going to stop in August, we're coming back in October. We'll be raffling off some more trips and some more other items. We'll be going into the new year of January of 2022. So let's make sure you're listening. Make sure you play a part, but get that information. Share it with your friends. And this is how to get it in. You can do it through Facebook. You can DM me, or you can send a message to me on Instagram the same way. But if you're on Blog Talk Radio and you're not a follower or a friend on Facebook or Instagram, I'll ask you to email your transaction mode to me, a means to me, and I will make sure we put it into the raffle, and you can email the radio station, which is WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, with the number 22@gmail.com, or directly to me, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, or text it to our radio station. The number is 334-467-7261. Thank you for those individuals. I already have a canister full of names that we're trying to get ready to wrap up, but we need to get yours if we haven't received yours. We look forward to you playing a part. Let's get back to exactly where our focus is. What do healthy relationships look like? Let's look at some hallmarks, other hallmarks of a healthy relationship. When you say hallmarks, that means that's something that's truly, truly special. And these are some of the things that part of signs of a healthy relationship. They're hallmarks. First of all, open communication. That's a sign of a healthy relationship. Trust. And we mentioned this up here already with foundation. A sense of yourself as a separate person, respecting my privacy and my space, encouraging me to do some things, but always that I can focus on myself. Curiosity. This is a sign of a healthy relationship. They are hallmark things. Time apart. Sometimes we have to be away from each other every now and then to make sure we have our individuality. See, relationships, healthy relationships is still about individuality too. Playfulness. You know, you ought to be able to smile and laugh and touch and enjoy each other. My love language is physical touch. I can tell you right now. Physical touch. Lightheartedness. You know, just relaxing, enjoying each other. Tell a joke here and there. I always had the three things as a administrator, as a coach, as a teacher. It's all about being the three L's. Fair, firm, and having fun. That's what it's all about. I'm going to treat you fair. I'm going to be firm, very firm with you. And I'm going to air an idea. And I'm going to tell you a joke. I'm going to smile. I'm going to be lighthearted. I'm going to tell a joke. I'm going to be playful enough with you to make sure, because that's what our relationship is built with, many things, not one or two things. Physical intimacy. Now, let's not get that caught up with sex. And I think that a lot has to be changed in our mindset. When you mature, you understand what physical intimacy is. when you're to the point where you're still a growing male, overgrown boy, you know, you don't quite understand what that is. It is truly, truly not always sex. Intimacy is doing intimate things. You may just want to open the door. That's something special. Or you want to send flowers. Or you want to send a text. Or you want to send either call. You want to do the thing. Those are coming from the internal part of yourself. That's not an external thing. You constantly text because that part, you keep going, you know, showing up every now and then, you know, with a meal, you know, coming home, you together, instead of she didn't work 8 hours like you have, you cook meals. You cook dinner. You tell her sit down. Rub her feet. Come on now. See, you got some things that you can do. Rub his feet. See, it works both ways. Because that's the person that you want to be in a relationship, a healthy relationship. You have to do just like they do for you. It's not one-sided. As we said, one of the other love language is receiving gifts. Just because you receive gifts don't mean you can't give gifts. See, it's two-way street here. Next thing is teamwork. See, a relationship is all about teamwork. There's no I in team. So you have to work to make sure you're successful. And you can't be successful if one keeping score in the relationship. That means it's a game to them. See, it's not teamwork. See, that's an I in team with that person. And once you recognize that, that means they ain't showing themselves. They're not willing to put in the work, put in the effort to make the team successful, which is your partnership. You determine which direction you want to go in your relationship. To have a healthy relationship, do you want to move into a marriage with a spouse, or are you going to move in with just having a partner that's a life partner? You're going to, whatever you choose to do, make sure you truly, truly do it as a team. We want to give a shout-out and to our sponsors. First, I always want to shout-out the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Greenville, Alabama, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter, the most progressive chapter there is. We're so glad to have a sponsorship by partnering with WBSW to make sure we get the voice out and get the word out through Instagram. We also want to give a true shout to Attorney Renaja Williams. If you need some legal help, call B.C. Williams Law, PLLC. And the number is 281-978-2120. Again, that's 281-978-2120. You know, if you have, know someone need expungement, have removed from their record, you know some people having some criminal situation, even civil situation, she's able to help you. Her firm is there to help you. She's been on our show. She's been here giving of her time. So I'm asking you to give her a call. Again, the number is 281-978-2120. Also, we want to give a shout out to Sanders, and I always make sure I give him a King Transportation Services. That's Lindell King Sanders. He's over in West Alabama, but he'll travel anyway. He's the top of transportation service. He can provide it, whatever kind of travel needs you have. You need to move from place to place. If you need, he'll work with you with that. If you need to transport something, whatever it may be he's willing to do. His number is 205-454-8157. 205-454-8157. Last but not least, as we get ready to wrap up, we want to talk about how do you know if you're in a healthy relationship. This is so important. These are a few things hopefully can share with you that you're in a healthy relationship. You enjoy spending time together, and you bring out the best in each other. I'm going to say that again. You enjoy spending time together, and you bring out the best in each other. You know you're in a healthy relationship. You know you're able to really understand that this person, you know, we're meeting and connecting. See, God blames us together. See, God already know what you need. He already know what you want. He's the author of all of our life. Since you're in praise that God, this is the person, you know, I'm hoping to come into my life. I'm praying that that person come into my life. These are the desires I want to share with you, Lord. And when he said it, it should be spending time together. You bring, you know, truly, truly, you bring out the best in each other. You're spending some time with that person. A healthy relationship should feel easy and make you happy. That's what a healthy relationship should do. It should feel easy, meaning it's comfortable, I like this, it's working, and it makes you happy. See, you can be loose enough while you're happy to laugh together. Sometimes laugh at yourself. That's what a healthy relationship allows you to do. See, the relationship doesn't bring you mood or bring your mood down, but cheer you up. That's what a healthy relationship, as simple as that says. See, you're excited about being there. You're encouraged while you're there. You feel supported while you're there. You feel valuable while you're there. You feel like you can overcome all kind of challenges and obstacles. You truly, truly know that that person is listening to you. See, that's what is effective communication. You're excited because you have found somebody that really, really know how to love you. And that's what you're looking for. That's a healthy relationship. The three C's that are so important for a healthy relationship. And you already know, number one is communication, effective communication. Number two is compromise. Every relationship, when you put in your effort, your greatest effort, there's going to be time you have to compromise and negotiate. You have to do that not with anger. You have to do it with love and commitment. Those are three C's. Are you committed? Are you willing to compromise? Are you willing to communicate? Are you willing to love me like I'm willing to love you? Again, make sure you get your Cash App, your PayPal, your Apple Pay, your Venmo account, whatever transactional means you use to me. You can send it through Instagram. You can message me through Instagram. You can message me through Facebook, or you can call the office or either text the office. That's 334-467-7261.
You can text it, or you can call and leave it with our service. See, God is good. It's been awesome tonight. And hopefully we share something truly true about what do healthy relationships look like. You ask yourself that. Everything we talk about, you write in the characteristics that you think a healthy relationship. The foundation. Look at signs of a healthy relationship. Write down, how do I know whether or not I'm in a healthy relationship? Let's look at the three C's. Are those the three C's that I operate by? It's been awesome. God has been so good. He's been a blessing. I ask you to follow our hashtag, which is truly ours, and you can use it, but you do it anyway. Be responsible, and more or less the hashtag is responsible. We're in challenging time. Delta variants is coming and coming fast. Hit every area is different, depending on where you are. So make sure you still practice the protocol. Wear your mask if possible. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet. Stay at home. You can choose to be vaccinated. All of that works hand in hand. One is not going to work without the other one, even though sometimes the message come from the people, sometimes the people saying that one can work. We got to work together. We have to be responsible. One life matter is a hashtag. Your life matter, my life matter. Family members' life, everybody's life matters. The next thing we want to make sure we understand, hashtag keep on grinding. Things are going to be tough. If you want to help the relationship, it will require you to put the work in. It will require you to be consistent, but be consistent with the things that are positive. If these characteristics and they're not good characteristics, you have to make sure you don't put yourself in that situation. The foundation is poor. You remember I said the foundational principles, what you learn in life, will allow you to be able to understand what a healthy relationship is. When the signs show up, when it's no longer healthy, you have to step out of it. So when people show themselves, believe what you see. Next hashtag is communicate for understanding. The four is love. Number four, L-O-V-E, to communicate with the mind of love so we can understand one another. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag it's a mindset. And finally, what we want to share with you is we want to share with you truly, truly telling you that we love you, but we want you to tell your family members and your friends that you love them, whether it's virtual face-to-face. Give them a hug, whether it's virtual face-to-face. It's truly, truly will make a difference to those individuals and to yourself. It's been awesome. We'll be back on Thursday at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're going to do part two of our show that we had earlier. And then we have the Love Cafe at 6 o'clock on Thursday. It is the real talk show that soothes your appetite, which is the Love Cafe. That's 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You all have an awesome rest of the night. Definitely a great hump day, and we will see you back on Thursday, which is today we'll be giving away our bikes in the raffle. One raffle, one bike we raffle at 1 o'clock and the other one at 6 o'clock. Well, I tell you, be good because God love you because I love you. And as I close out, I want to say this to you because it's coming from my heart, and I always close my shows out this way. I love you and I'm a thank.